Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening and welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Game two of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Western. The Bearcat men coming in 16-8. They're 9-6 in MIAA play. Missouri Western's at 9-13 and 5-9 in the conference. Along with Mac Winter, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, another big matchup coming up for this Northwest men's team.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a chance to avenge a loss from earlier in the season. Matter of fact, their first conference loss of the season. And, you know, they're hopefully coming off a little bit of momentum after that win over Washburn on Saturday. And they're going to need it against a talented Missouri Western team.
One of the things that we'll talk about with Coach McCullum a little bit later on during our pregame interview, Northwest already clinched a spot in the MIAA tournament right now. They're playing for one of the top four spots in the conference, while this Missouri Western team looking to try to get into the tournament.
Yeah, and you know, for Northwest and the way the tournament is set up this year, a top four spot important because you don't have to play the extra game. There's 12 teams that will get in. The top four are in Kansas City and getting a first round bye, where the bottom eight teams will all have to play one game at a campus location to earn their way down to Kansas City. So very important, obviously, to get into the top four, and for Missouri Western, obvious just to get into the tournament. They'd like to be able to do that in Tom Smith's final season as head coach.
Well, we have a chance. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Then it's Northwest and Missouri Western, the two teams going through their pregame warm-ups. We'll be back and have more for you on our broadcast coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Missouri Western going through their pregame warm-ups. A great crowd on hand, Mac Order. The Teets have been out in full force, and it's been contagious. The rest of the fans in the Whalens game really got into that matchup. A Northwest win at 69-58, and I imagine we'll see more of the same here in the men's game.
Yeah, you know, back several years ago, we would see this place so packed, there'd be people standing between bleachers, and I think there's enough Northwest fans to do that. I just think the difference is you don't see as many Missouri Western fans as we did back few years ago when that happened, and hey, that's all right. You know, you'll take a few less fans as long as they're the ones in the black and gold. But the Bearcat fans, a lot of them in pink tonight for Pink Zone Night. they've enjoyed themselves, and hopefully they'll be able to do so for another game here.
In Northwest Missouri Western, when we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at
660-562-1248. 1960 graduate of Northwest Missouri State, Dr. Betty Bush of Maryville, has had a lifelong affiliation with the university, attending the Horace Mann Preschool at 3 years old to retiring as an instructor in the education department. Bush says she has fond memories over years as a student at Northwest.
Active in a sorority and some of the educational societies. We were able to do so many things because of Horace Mann. We had so many experiences as educators before we graduated and went into our field, and that was a terrific benefit for those of us who were able to get that opportunity.
Bush says she taught several of the education courses offered at Northwest.
In particular, the reading and language arts courses, preparing teachers to teach reading and language arts. I also taught a course called multiculturalism, which was a general studies requirement, trying to show students that they have a wide world of experience out there, not just their hometown or Maryville, for that matter. We saw that the mode of presentation changed during that time when we were using strictly lecture when I started.
Dr. Bush has continued her affiliation with Northwest following retirement, serving on the university's foundation board of directors.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to our pregame as Northwest Missouri State gets set to face Missouri Western this evening at Bearcat Arena. We're joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And, Coach, for a second straight game here at home, you've got a great atmosphere for the matchup tonight.
Yeah, I think that's a lot. That's thanks in part to the Teaks who've been coming out and really supporting us. And, you know, they make it fun. They make it fun to come to the basketball game. They you know, give energy to the to the whole crowd and to our players. It makes such a fun atmosphere.
And I hope they don't run out of energy for the men's game. They were out there and cheering hard during the swims matchup.
Yeah, they did that last time, and I was a little concerned last time. I was like, boy, they're going to leave for our game. But at least we got them to one game, and then they were even better in our game. So I don't have a lot of concern. They seem to have enough gas in the tank.
Now, tonight, Missouri Western, second matchup of the season with the Griffins, and it seems like it's been a long time since you faced them the first time back on January 12th. A lot of basketball has been played for both teams since then.
Yeah, both teams, I think we're still kind of the same teams. We've kind of had some injuries and things of that nature, and they've won a few tough games where they beat Washburn on the road, and they've lost a few that they shouldn't have lost, but it's going to be a tough matchup. They're extremely athletic. They can really shoot it, and we're going to have to be ready.
Yeah, when you talk about Missouri Western losing some games they probably shouldn't have, most of their losses have been 10 points or less. They've lost a lot of tough ones this year.
Part of that, too, is the way they play, their defense. You know, that zone kind of slows the tempo of games, and so it's deceptive to see close games. A lot of those games that were close, weren't really in. At the end, but a few were, and they probably should have won a few of those.
Now, you talk about their zone defense. You've seen a lot more zone since the last meeting. Do you feel like Northwest is coming into this a little bit better shape to attack their zone tonight?
I think so, but we were in good shape the last time. I think the first half we shot 50% the last time. It was our turnovers that got us the last time, we need to eliminate a lot of those turnovers, half of them at least, because I think we had 19 last time, and if we can do that, then I think we'll have a good shot.
It's a big matchup for several reasons. Obviously, the matchup with Missouri Western is always an important ball game. But you come into this game, you've clinched a spot in the postseason tournament, but now trying to play for one of those top four spots and have a bye in the first round.
Yeah, and our objective is to get as good as we can by the conference tournament, and then we've got to win the conference tournament. I don't think we're overly concerned with the buys or anything like that. It's we've got to improve. The only way we're going to make the regional is win the conference tournament, and so the better we get, the better chance we have to win it.
And a special presentation will be taking place here in just a little bit, giving a plaque to Missouri Western head coach Tom Smith. The guy has been around the conference in college coaching for a long, long time, retiring at the end of this season.
Yeah, I think we're doing something before the game for him. He, you know, I obviously played against some of his teams when they were winning conference championships and things, and you know, they always got after you defensively, and then offensively they were very patient, took care of the basketball, and really did a good job.
All right, well, Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Using common sense is a good way to avoid problems during a snowstorm like what the National Weather Service is predicting to come in overnight. Maryville Public Safety Lieutenant Ron Christian says leaving early for your destination is a good idea.
First and foremost, people just not allowing themselves extra time to get to work or wherever they need to be, whether it be classes or whatnot. So obviously whenever the road conditions are impaired, then we need to make sure that we allow extra time. Also, we also have problems with people that have to park their cars outside overnight, and they come outside and they're covered in snow and ice. So we need to make sure that those are cleaned off enough so that we have good vision, especially with if it's blowing and snowing, good vision is imperative.
Christian says having a winter preparedness kit in the trunk of your car can also be helpful.
Certainly, obviously, a good first aid kit is always high on our list of things that are necessary. And then certainly things to allow a person to be able to stay warm, extra blankets, or just make sure that it's kind of surprising how many people will leave home without a good coat and gloves. So those kind of items are essential. And then certainly a little bit of water. And some people even like to have, you know, maybe some energy bars or whatnot. But certainly a little bit of water will go a long way towards helping keep you comfortable until help can arrive.
Christian adds residents who park their vehicles along emergency snow ordinance streets should be prepared to move their vehicles so snow plows can easily clear those streets. The Missouri State Highway Patrol is encouraging Missourians to stay home with the winter weather approaching. Missouri State Highway Patrol Sergeant Sheldon Lyon says only travel if you absolutely have to.
If travel is absolutely necessary, make sure you travel a speed that's appropriate for the conditions that you're driving in. So many of the times, the crashes we work are caused by people trying to drive too fast. Please slow down. Always wear your seatbelt, and unless it's necessary, just stay home.
Lyon says the Highway Patrol will be using four-wheel drive vehicles to reach people in emergencies.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Missouri Western about to tip off in the men's matchup. Northwest again at 16-8. They're 9-6 in the conference. Missouri Western 9-13 and 5-9 in MIAA play. These teams met back on January 12th in St. Joseph, with Missouri Western coming away with a 71-58 victory. Lineup for Northwest, a little bit different tonight. Alex Sullivan at one of the guard spots, a 6-foot senior out of Painesville, Ohio, transferring from Lakeland Community College. He's averaging nearly 10 points and 3 rebounds a game. He's also fourth in the MIAA in three-pointers made, averaging just over 2 a game. Also out of guard, Bryson Williams, a 6-foot senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette, averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds a contest. And Tyler Funk, a 6'3 junior out of Kearney, Missouri, back into the starting lineup tonight, averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds a game. One of the forward spots is D'Angelo Haley, a 6'3 senior out of Detroit, Michigan, and Kankakee Community College. He's averaging 14 points and 5 rebounds a game. And Dylan Starzl at the center spot, a 6'8 junior out of Kearney, Missouri, averaging 14 points and 5 rebounds a game. He leads the MIAA in field goal shooting percentage at 62.6% on the season. For Missouri Western, in one of their guard spots, 5'11 sophomore out of Des Moines, Iowa, Reed Mills, averaging 6 points and 2 rebounds a game. Also Dylan France, a 6'1 senior out of Phillipsburg, Kansas, and a transfer to the Missouri Western program from Hutchinson Community College. He's averaging 5 points and 2 rebounds a game. At a forward is center Clint Skells, a 6'7 junior from Anderson, South Carolina, and Rhode State Community College. He's had 3 double-doubles on the season, averaging 13 points and 6 boards a game. And also in the lineup is Alex Tulukamufu-Mapembe, a 6'4 senior out of Mons, Belgium, and a transfer to Missouri Western from Highland, Illinois Community College, averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds a game. And Janad Merkelovic, a 6'8 junior from Fishers, Indiana, and Kankakee Community College, averaging 9 points and 6 boards a game. So that's the way the lineups look for both Northwest and Missouri Western. We'll be back getting ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Northwest Missouri State soccer coach Tracy Hosa has announced the signing of 3 high school players and 1 junior college transfer. Alyssa Steens of Maryville and Alexis Taylor of Lincoln, Nebraska will join the Bearcats as freshmen this fall. And Danae Watatoka of West Des Moines, Iowa enrolled at Northwest for the current spring semester. The lone junior college transfer is Nicole Cronin of Limerick, Ireland, who comes to Northwest from Hutchinson Community College. Hosa says this year's recruiting class will add more skills, speed, and strength in an already competitive roster for the 2013 season.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson's Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
And that's the national anthem. Back at Bearcat Arena, Long Mac Order, I'm John Coffey, and we're a few moments away from tip-off time. Northwest and Missouri Western in the men's game. Matt, a few moments ago, a special presentation out at midcourt, part of the Pink Zone activities here this evening. Proceeds from tonight's game going to the Matt Smith and Jacobson family, who have been suffering from recovering from a cancer situation. Of course, Trudy Jacobson, a Northwest employee, recently passed away to a cancer, and a real touching ceremony with, again, the proceeds from tonight's game being presented to those two families.
Yeah, absolutely. The Northwest women's team came out and posed with them, and they're auctioning off the warm-up shirts that the teams wore tonight, the pink special warm-up shirts, and proceeds from the auction of those shirts will go toward the two families to help in their fights. It goes well beyond, obviously, the person with the illness. It affects the families as well, so very neat ceremony before the ball game here a short time ago.
And a ceremony just now being concluded as Northwest Missouri State Athletic Director Rem Baker and also Associate Athletic Director Lori Hopkins giving a special plaque to Missouri Western head coach Tom Smith, who announced earlier this year he's retiring at the end of the season. And Tom and his wife Patsy both being honored at the midcourt just a few moments ago.
Yeah, and you know, even though Bearcat fans and fans really probably all over the MIAA have given Coach Smith and his teams a hard time over the years, that's kind of what it's all about. So he's being honored at most of the, if not all of the locations that he's going around the MIAA in this his final season as head coach. He's been around for a while in this conference and very, very well known.
Winningest coach in MIAA history right now. Came into the season with 521 wins between Central Missouri and Missouri Western. He started his college coaching at Central Missouri, went to Valparaiso before returning to the MIAA with Missouri Western in St. Joseph. Coming in with 445 wins at Missouri Western in 25 years. Inducted into the Missouri Western and Central Missouri Valparaiso Hall of Fame. So he's received a lot of honors through his career and decided that this would be everybody's last year coaching.
Yeah, very well deserved. He's been around a while. He's coached. You think about the influence on how many basketball players and you can influence over the course of a 30-plus year career of college coaching, and he has definitely done that. Let's just hope tonight they're not quite on all cylinders.
Right now against Northwest, he's 28-29. All time against the Bearcats, so one here would equal his record, but we'd like to see maybe just end of 28 victories against the Bearcats.
Yeah, you know, we did give him a gift just before, so, you know, maybe being a couple of games below 500 would be all right, but no, it'll be interesting to see how his team comes out. You know, we talked about this in the first matchup, how he's got a very talented basketball team this year. They just don't always play as a team. Now, the first time against Northwest, they did. They shot the ball well. They played as a team, and that's why they were able to come away with a win against Northwest down at the Looney Fieldhouse in St. Joe. So we'll see if they're able to do the same here at Bearcat Arena tonight, being away from home.
And the Northwest men would like to finish up what could be a sweep on the doubleheader with Missouri Western after the Northwest women took care of the business with a 69-58 victory over Missouri Western.
Yeah, very well-deserved, hard-fought win. Missouri Western tried to pressure and pressure and pressure defensively. They picked up 18 fouls in the first half. As a matter of fact, they were trying to pressure so much. And Northwest, while they turned the ball over quite a bit, they handled the pressure in terms of they didn't let it keep them from winning the ball game. Now, they took advantage of all those fouls going to the free throw line, knocked down their free throws, a big reason why they were able to turn it over as much as they did and still be able to come up with a win tonight.
For the Bearcats, a little bit of a different look out of their starting lineup, going with Sullivan, Williams, Funk, Haley, and Starzl. And again, as we've seen in the past with Coach McCollum, as well as when Coach Tapmeyer was head coach at Northwest, it's not really who starts but who finishes. And again, a little bit of a different look to get this game underway.
Yeah, number of minutes is always a factor, and that's going to tell you who they're happiest with. But a lot of times you see tweaks in the starting lineup because of matchups. Different guys will match up against the opponent at different positions a little bit better, so that's why you might see a change in the lineup as well.
Dylan Starzl will jump center for Northwest. He'll jump it up against Anand Merkalovic. We're about ready to go. Your officials for tonight's game, Will Lindy, along with Nathan Chitwood and John Ronan, and the tip is controlled by Northwest. They'll go from our left to our right. And opening up against zone defense out of Missouri Western on the right side, Haley. Haley with one dribble goes cross court left side, Sullivan to the left corner, wins baseline pass left side, trying to get it to Starzl. He's fouled as he tried to go for the shot off the left of the bucket. Foul on Missouri Western, and this will go on to Anand Merkalovic. That will be his first, team's first. And Dylan Starzl gets to the free throw line.
Well, we saw a foul 10 seconds into the women's game. The men waited 16 seconds for the first foul of the night.
Starzl at the line. Free throw is good. First point of the game for Northwest. Starzl, a 64% shooter on the season, 57 of 89. That we've seen his shooting percentage go up, though, as the season's gone on. Second free throw, good. 2-0, Northwest Missouri State lead. Northwest in their home white uniforms trimmed in green, and Missouri Western their traveling black uniforms trimmed in gold and white. Into the front court, off the left side, the pass goes to Dylan France Edegard. Out between the circles, Merkalovic pulls up the dribble, gives it off the right side for Toluca, move from Bapembe, goes cross court left side for Mills. Mills out near the timeline, off the left wing, finds France, as Northwest playing man-to-man defense. High post right side pass for Clint Scales. Handoff to France. Down the lane, right side. Drives and lays it up and in. And it's a 2-2 game. This game just underway. In front of a good crowd here at Bearcat Arena. Best crowd of the season. Across the timeline on the left side goes Williams. Right side. With it on the right is Haley. Top to key Funk. A long bounce pass. Right side to Haley. Back to Funk out front. Lobs a pass and is stolen. Picked up by Mills. Reed Mills on the out. Look goes to France. Jump stop in the lane off the left side. Lays it up and in. Dylan France with his second buck of the game. Missouri Western in front 4-2. Bryson Williams across the timeline. Northwest looking at the 2-3 zone. Off the right side, Haley. Out front left for Funk. Now to Sullivan. A long three off the left wing. Rims around and in. Alex Sullivan gets the three to fall in. And it's a 5-4 Northwest Missouri State lead. Pressure at midcourt for Reed Mills. Looks off the left side. Finds Mikhailovic. Out front. They go to France. High post right side. Clint Scales at the free throw line. Finds cutting down the lane. Left side. Mills up with a shot. It's good and a foul. Mills went driving down the lane off that left side and was fouled by Bryson Williams. That'll be Williams' first foul. And a chance at a free throw line for Reed Mills, the 5'11 sophomore out of Des Moines, Iowa. A 6-5 Missouri Western lead over Northwest. Mills, a 73% shooter on the season. Spins the ball in his hands, a deep breath. And the left-handed free throw off the front of the rim, and the rebound to Northwest, and Dylan Starzl. Cats down by one, 6-5. Into the front court off the right side goes Williams. On the right wing for Sullivan. Now front right for Funk. Bounce pass right side. Finds Sullivan once again. Now front right for Funk. Dribbles to the free throw line off the right. Lobs the pass left side for Haley on the wing. Sets up. Wants the three. It's off the back of the rim. Fight for the rebound. And is controlled by Kaluka Mufumapembe for Missouri Western trying to fight for that rebound with Funk. Northwest down by one. 17:50 left in the first half. Mikhailovic off the left side for Toluca Mufumapembe. On to the top of the key for France. High post right side. Clint Scales at the line. Looks. Now dribbles down the lane on Starzl to the baseline of the right-handed runner. Rims around it in. Cedric Clint Scales with his first bucket of the game. And it's a three-point Missouri Western lead. 17:29 left in the first half. Williams a bounce pass high post for Funk. They swing it right side. Haley on the wing. Now to Williams at the top of the key. Back to Haley on the right wing. To Williams out front. Left side is Sullivan. Thought about the three. Lost the pass out front. Funk right side for Haley. Into the right corner for Williams. Back to Haley out front right with the three on the way. Short this time. And the rebound at the free throw line to France. Here comes Missouri Western on the fast break. Mills into the front court left side. Lobs it out top. With it is Mikhailovic. Throws it away. On the right sideline. Want to go for Alex Toluca Mufembe. And he cut toward the bucket. The pass went behind him out of bounds. Cast down by three. 8-5. 16:58 left in the first half. Into the front court, Haley, right side. Now to Williams between the circles. High post left for Funk. Right side on the wing for Haley. Dribbles to the right baseline. Cut off. Pass out front, Funk. Cross court left side, Sullivan to Funk at the top. Right wing for Haley. Thought about the three. Now to Funk. Dribbles free throw line. Bounce pass into lane. Intent for Starzl. Well, got about the ankles that time. Couldn't hold on to it. And the ball picked up by Mills for Missouri Western across the timeline. Hands off to Toluca Mufumapembe. Goes cross-court left side. Clint Scales inside the arc. Takes the jumper from 17. Misses. And the rebound, Williams for Northwest. From our left to our right. Hustles to the free throw line. Bounce pass right corner for Sullivan. Out front, Williams. Now to Funk at the top of the key. Lobs the pass right side, Sullivan. Sullivan out front, Funk. Left side on the wing for Haley. Now to Funk. Right side on the wing. Sullivan, the three on the way off the front of the rim. Sullivan follows his shot. Gets his rebound on the baseline. Brings it out front for Williams. Northwest to set up the offense again with a fresh 35 on the shot clock. Just under 16 minutes left in the first half. Williams at the top of the key. Takes the three. Rattles around and out of the rebound to Missouri Western and Reed Mills. He'll slow it up. Go across the timeline off the left side. With the left hand. Finds Mikhailovic. Now cutting through the lane. Left side to Luka Mufembe. Lays it up and in. And it's a 5-point Missouri Western lead. 10-5 with 15:34 left in the first half. Williams will slow it up. Goes across the timeline. Off the right side for Sullivan. Looking at essentially a 3-2 type of zone now. Yes, Haley. Right side Sullivan on the wing. Out front for Funk. Trying to look inside that zone. Instead goes left side for Williams. Into the right corner for Haley. Fakes right. Goes left. Fade away. Just inside. Dark. Knocks it down. D'Angelo Haley with his first bucket. Makes it a 3-point game. Northwest trailing 10-7 with 15:04 left in the first half. Reed Mills into the front court. Goes right side for Mikhailovic. Trying to go right side, driving to the bucket, laying it up and in was Dylan Francis. He cut to the bucket and has the layup. It's a 12-7 Missouri Western lead over Northwest. Williams out front. Dribbles between the circles. Looks right side for Haley. Haley with one dribble. Out front Sullivan. Left side Funk to Sullivan. Top the key. Between the circles. The long three. Nothing but net for Alex Sullivan. And it's a two-point game. Northwest down 12-10 with the long bomb by Sullivan. Sullivan came into this game fourth in the MIAA and three-pointers made. He's hit two tonight. On the right side as well. Crossover dribble. Hooks the pass. High post right for Clint Scales. Hands off for Luka Mufa-Mupembe on the right wing. Takes the three over Haley. Too hard. Rebound in the lane. Tipped by Williams. Comes down with it inside and he'll bring it left to right. Long pass left side. Haley on the wing. Out of Williams. Right side Funk to the right wing. Sullivan. Dribbles once. Trying to go high post with the pass and it's stolen. Picked up by Mills. This Missouri Western team second in the MIAA in steals per game. A 12-10 game. Northwest trailing. Mikhailovic on the left wing, out front left for France. At the free throw line, goes back to Mikhailovic with the dribble. And a reach-in foul coming up on Funk for Northwest. His first foul, team's first in a break in the action. 13:43 left in the first half. Missouri Western 12, Northwest 10. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in Geography, History, Philosophy, Political Science, Public Administration, Comprehensive Crisis Response, Geographic Information Science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
13:43 left in the first half. Missouri Western 12, Northwest 10. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Missouri Western will inbound as they are going from our right to our left in this first half. Grant Kozad into the game for Northwest at the post spot. Out from Clint Scales into the lane. Kicks it back right side. Mikhailovic between the circles. Mills. Mills looks left side. Finds France. Out to the top of the key. Mikhailovic bounce pass right side for Toluca move from Mupembe. Finds Clint Scales cutting down the lane. Lays it up and in. 4-point lead for Missouri Western at 13-23. Left in the first half. Great. Also into the game for Northwest, Matt Wallace at the point.
Great ball movement on that possession by Western.
Left side is Williams. Looks off the left for Haley on the wing. Out of Williams into the left corner. Out between the circles. Another long bomb by Sullivan. Nothing but net.
That's from 25 feet out. Wow.
I found out why Alex was struggling a little bit earlier. He's shooting too close to the bucket. Pulls Northwest within 1-14-13. Out between the circles, Mills. High post right for Clint Scales. At the elbow, spins down the lane, puts up the shot, and good as he drove down the lane over Kozad. Clint Scales with 6 points. He averaged just over 13 a game. It's a 3-point lead for Missouri Western. Off the right side, Sullivan. Now to Wallace. Looks left side for Williams. Now to Wallace at the top of the key with the bright pink socks. Looks on the left corner and gets it to Williams. Now to Wallace. Right side, Sullivan, another three on the way. Rims around and out. And Mikhailovic with the rebound for Missouri Western. Allett to Mills, the sophomore from Des Moines. Passes into the front court for Mikhailovic. Now left side, high post at the elbow. It's Kunskels. Hands off out front. The jumper on the way by Mikhailovic misses. Fight for the rebound and a foul. Kunskels crashing the board will get called for the foul. Collision with Kozad and Wallace. And Cedric Kunskels picks up his first foul. Both teams with a couple of team fouls. Northwest down by three, 16-13.
Seeing pretty good team play by Missouri Western early in this game, which could be a bad sign for Northwest. We'll just see how long it lasts.
Wallace to walk it across the timeline. Right side on the wing for Sullivan. Now front four, Williams lobs it in the lane. Gets it inside for Kozad. His shot blocked away and out of bounds as Janon Merkelovic got the block. That's his fifth of the season in Northwest linebound baseline left. What a surprise. That's only the fifth block of the year for Merkelovic. Wallace to inbound. Gets a quick inbound to Kozad. Takes the jumper for 10 off the left side. Good. Grant Kozad off the bench brings Northwest within 1-16-15. And in the front court, Adarius Fulton goes right side for Merkelovic. To the right wing with the pass for France. Now high post left side to Klinskills. Merkelovic on the wing. They swing it right side for Fulton. Right side pass for Bauchue as Calvin Bauchue into the game. Now left side for Fulton. Takes the jumper good. A three-pointer for Darius Fulton. Knocks down the three. Just three games earlier this season. Recovering from a concussion. Hits the three there. And now for Northwest. Wallace across the timeline. Bumped out front. And Dylan France will pick up the foul. That'll be his first.
Never good to get a foul 40 feet away from the basket. Even if you're trying to play some pressure D, that's just that's a foul that you can't be giving.
19-15, Northwest Missouri State trailing. Haley on the left wing with the ball. Fake drives the baseline. The runner off that left side misses the mark. Air ball rebound is pinballed out of bounds off of Kozad and will belong to Missouri Western. Now Freeman Flowers into the game for Missouri Western as Clint Scales goes to the sideline. Flowers, a 6'5 junior from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Ellsworth Community College. 19-14, Northwest trails Missouri Western. Right side, Merkelovic, guarded by Williams. Lobs it out between the circles, right side, France. Free throw line, left jumper on the way, taken by Flowers. Missed in the rebound, Wallace for Northwest. Pushes it down the floor, between the circles, to the top of the key, into left corner for Sullivan. Left wing, Haley, out front, Wallace. Takes it to the free throw line, lobs it left corner, Sullivan open, the three is good. Alex Sullivan red hot to start this game. 19-18, Northwest down by one. 10.5 minutes left in the first half. On the right side, Bauchue, high post left for Flowers. Hands off Bauchue, dribbles down the left lane, looks low into lane, gets it to Flowers. Kicks it back right side, Merkelovic, who had to leap up, bring it down. France on the left side. Now to Bauchue to the free throw line. A little runner in the lane. Fadeaway won't go. Rebound Haley for Northwest. Cats with a chance to take the lead this trip down. Haley top the key. Left side Wallace. Back to Haley on the left wing. Out between the circles. Williams. Quick right side pass Sullivan. Now to Williams to the free throw line. Through the lane. And goes into left corner Haley. Back to Williams. Haley on the left wing. Cross court right side pass for Wallace. Wallace between the circles. Sullivan. Left side Haley on the wing. Goes low left side for Kozad. Kozad trying to post up with Merkelovic. Kicks it back right side for Sullivan. Ball knocked loose by Fulton. It goes into the backcourt. Sullivan hustles after it and controls it. As he had to reach over a Missouri Western player. He gets it back, but the 45-second clock sounds as they get the ball back to midcourt. Got a break in the action. Northwest Missouri State trailing Missouri Western 19-18 with 9:37 left in the first half. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Two Northwest Missouri State University students exhibited their talents recently at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art in Kansas City. Nearly 1,400 agents attended a sold-out fundraiser January 26th at the museum to view work created by Northwest students J. Eric Simmons and Kim Pluskoda. The Party Arty event is put on annually by the Young Friends of the Art. This year's theme was Eternal Spring, which Simmons said fit well with his ceramic vessels resembling classical forms.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest down by 1-19-18. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, been an exciting game so far.
Yeah, it really has. It's been close. Northwest, one thing that's surprising is they've taken a lot of outside shots early on in this one. 9 of their 13 shot attempts have been three-pointers. Now, they have knocked down 4 of those thanks to Alex Sullivan, but really some perimeter play offensively for Northwest early.
Flyers with it, high post left side. Goes into the right corner for Toluca. Move from Mpembe out between the circles. Left side for Fulton to the left wing. Mrkalovic. Cross court right side. Finds Flyers. Ball fake down the lane. Tries. Lays it up. In and a foul. And this one will go against Northwest as they'll count the bucket. Now Wallace to pick up the foul. And this will get Flyers to the free throw line. Flyers a 65% shooter on the season. 51 of 78 as he steps up. Averaging 8 points a game. Missouri Western 21, Northwest 18. Flowers takes his time. And his free throw is good. He had a double-double against Nebraska Kearney earlier this season. 4-point Missouri Western lead. Just over 9 minutes left in the first half. Sullivan right side. Gets it to Williams. Now between the circles for Wallace. Left side on the wing. Sullivan bounce pass. Low left for Starzl back in the game. Brings it out top of the key for Wallace. Now to Sullivan. Left corner Funk. To Wallace at the top of the key. To the free throw line. Into the right corner Sullivan. Quick pass right side for Wallace. Bounce pass forced in the lane. Picked up by Starzl. Trying to post up with it. And a hill ball inside. Possession arrow gives it to Missouri Western.
Yeah, not a great angle to get that pass in there. Williams was able to do it, but Starzl just couldn't get good, complete control of it as he tried to take it to the rim.
Darius Fulton, 6'2", junior of Lithonia, Georgia. Handling the point duties right now, met by Sullivan across the timeline. Dribbles left side to the left wing. Out to the top of the key. Mrkalovic, a 3, rims around and out, and Wallace with the rebound for Northwest. Wallace across midcourt to the top of the key. Looks left side, Williams to the left wing, Sullivan. Out front left for Wallace. Now they go low left for Starzl up with a shot off the glass and good. Pass is right there. He had to leap up, bring that down with his left hand over to Luka Mufu from Pembe, and Starzl got it to fall.
But it was a tremendous job of him using his body to get that inside position.
22-20, Missouri Western in front of Northwest. On the left side, France. Out between the circles, Fulton. Dribbles down the lane. Low runner off the right side, too hard. Funk with the rebound and a foul coming up. As Funk had the position inside and was fouled. The reach over coming up. Mrkalovic picks up the foul. That will be his second. Haley into the game, and Williams goes to the sideline. Kalovic goes to the sideline for Missouri Western head coach Tom Smith. And back into the ball game, Cedric Klintskills. 22-20, Missouri Western in front of Northwest. On the left side, Haley. Haley between the circles for Funk. Looks on the right side. Sullivan. Bounce pass left side. Gets it to Haley. Now to the top of the key. Sullivan thought about the three. Instead goes left for Wallace. Into the left corner Haley. Haley out front for Wallace. 13 on the shot clock. Right side pass for Funk. Into lane. Gets it to Starzl underneath the bucket. Shot fake up with it. And it's out of bounds. Blocked away. But it goes off of Starzl out of bounds. So Missouri Western will inbound. A little full court pressure out of Northwest. Bearcats trailing 22-20 with 7:19 left in the first half. Between the circles, Fulton. Left side goes for Flowers. Cross court right side for Cedric Klintskills. Before he tried to drive into the lane, picks up his pivot foot and is called for the travel. And the turnover goes to Northwest. Kyle Schlake into the game for the Bearcats as Funk will go to the sideline. Also Dylan France to the bench for Missouri Western. And back in the game, Reed Mills. So both coaches working their benches in this first half. Northwest down by 2, 22-20. Wallace into the front court, looks at the 3-2 zone. Off the left side for Sullivan. Now to Wallace between the circles. Dribbles to the free throw line. Right baseline, gets it to Haley just inside the arc, takes the jumper, a little flat, and the rebound tipped by Schlake and is picked up by Klintskills for Missouri Western. Northwest down by 2. Mills across the timeline, dribbles right side, off the right wing for Fulton. Fulton double teamed out front, goes right side, gets it to Klintskills, baseline right for Toluca move from Mpembe. Dribbles to the right wing. Now between the circles, Fulton, left side for Mills. Dribbles out into a double team. Bounce pass to the left wing for Clint Scales. Lobs it out front right side for Fulton with six on the shot clock. Down the lane he goes with the runner. Low off bounce gets caught for the travel. And the turnover gives it right back to the Bearcats.
That's a great defensive stand there by Northwest. Now they need to take advantage and either get a tie or take the lead here on this trip down.
Down 22-20. 6:19 left in the first half. Into the front court goes Wallace. Dribbles between the circles. High post left for Slake. Back to Wallace at the top. Down the lane he goes. Finds Sullivan left corner with the three. Too hard that time. And the rebound pulled down by Flowers for Missouri Western. Still a two-point game. Northwest trails with 6 minutes left in the half. Reed Mills into the front court. Left side for Fulton. To the left wing, Flowers. Finds underneath the bucket. Mills tries to bring it back left side. And it goes out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest. The ball goes right to the Bearcat bench. And Northwest with a chance to tie or take the lead this trip down. Flowers to the sideline and Kelvin Baucue back in. Not too hard to tell when Baucue's out onto the floor. He's got those fluorescent yellow shoes that really show up.
Yeah, really the only thing that's showing up brighter than the pink in the arena tonight.
Wallace into the front court, left side for Haley. Now to Wallace, right side. Takes it top of the key, down the lane to the left baseline, slips a bit and is pushed. One of the reasons he slips it on that play. Foul coming up on Missouri Western. This will go on Toluca Mufumapembe. That'll be his first. Quick inbound left side. Haley, a 12-foot jumper on the left. Won't go. Takes a high bounce off the rim. Then Baucue comes down with the rebound. Been stuck at 22-20 for a little bit of time now. 5:27 left in the first half. Baucue, a long pass right side. High post right for Clint Scales. Hands off to Baucue. Now low post for Clint Scales. Turns off the glass. And good. Clint Scales with 8 points. And it's a 4-point Missouri Western lead. Just over 5 minutes left in the half. Wallace to the top of the key. High post left for Slake. Now to Wallace. Fakes right, goes left. Goes low post for Starzl. Starzl trying to go cross court. With the pass is tipped by Mills and controlled by Baucue for Missouri Western. Griffin's up by four. Mills to the top of the key, right side. Into the corner, fade away on the way by Fulton. Long go, fight for the rebound, and is pulled away by Clint Scales. Goes left wing, finds Baucue, takes the jumper, misses. Sullivan with the board for Northwest. Across the timeline, right side in front of the scorer's table. Northwest in this first half, going from our left to our right. 4.5 minutes left in the half. Cats down by four. High post right, Slake into the left corner. Four, Haley takes the jumper, a three. Off the back of the rim, fight for the rebound. Baucue tries to come down with it, and it will be fouled by Slake. Tried to bring that down with his right hand, and Slake gets called for the foul. That'll be his first. And we got a break in the action with 4:21 left in the first half. Missouri Western 24, Northwest 20. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest down by four to Missouri Western, 24-20. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, again, as we talked at the outset, a good crowd on hand. The Teaks are out in full force, and they're having some fun here tonight.
Yeah, and they've got some of those really giant heads that you see a lot of times at Division I games. And I don't know, they are definitely entertaining. It's cool to see them having fun.
I think they've got a Bryston Williams big head right now bobbing up and down there in the stands. It's kind of a unique sight. 24-20. Northwest Missouri State trailing Missouri Western. Mills down the lane, fadeaway off the left side, won't go, and the rebound, Bryson Williams. He'll bring it out for Northwest. 3-on-1 break. Williams through the lane to the bucket, lays it up too hard. Haley trying to go for the rebound, knocked loose and picked up by Ball Q for the Griffins. Two on one the other way to the bucket, laying it up and in is Adarius Fulton, who takes the feed from Mills, and it's a 6-point Missouri Western lead. Cats could really use a bucket this trip down. Northwest facing a 3-2 zone. Out top of the key, Williams. Looks on the right side, Sullivan in the right corner for Haley. Now to Sullivan, cross court, left side for Funk. Haley on the wing, into the right corner. Sullivan arches the high three, nothing but net. He had to put that one up over a Calvin Barkey, who was leaping up in front of him. And for Sullivan, that is his fifth three of this first half. 5 of 8 on three-pointers. 3-point difference, Northwest trailing 26-23. High post right side, Clint Skills. Between the circles, gets it to Toluca Mufumapembe. On the left wing for Mills. Out top of the key for Fulton. High post right, Clint Skills. At the elbow. Trying to find Mills, cutting through the lane. Kicks it left side for Balk. 5 on the shot clock, a little runner too hard. Rebound, Northwest, as Funk clears it away for the Cats. Funk also with the pink socks. To the free throw line, lobs it off the glass, trying to get it to Haley. Ball fake up with a shot, and a foul. Kind of lobbed that one up for Haley, cutting to the bucket. And the foul will go on at Missouri Western. Reed Mills picks up the foul, his first, team sixth. And this will get Angela Haley to the free throw line. Haley's first trip to the line tonight. He's got 2 points so far, getting a start. First free throw is good. Haley coming to Northwest from Kankakee Community College out of Illinois. You look on the Missouri Western roster. John Merkelovic, who got a start also at Kankakee Community College before coming to the MIAA. Haley hits the second free throw. And that's a 1-point game. Northwest trails 26-25. Cats have scored the last 5 points. On the right side, Mills. Off the right wing. Dribbles to the top of the key. Looks on the left for Toluca Mufumapembe. Now to Ball Q on the left wing. Guarded by Haley. High post left for Clint Scales. Now back to Ball Q on the give and go. Slams it down. Two-handed slam by Kelvin Ball Q. His first bucket of the game. Back to a 3-point lead for Missouri Western. 2:19 left in the first half. Williams between the circles. Pulls up to dribble. Finds Funk. Now back to Williams off the right side for Haley. Back to Williams. Into the right corner for Haley. Cross court left for Funk. Now to Sullivan to the left baseline. Drives little runner. Kicks instead right side for Haley. On the wing is three off the front of the rim. Fight for the board. Starzl trying to fight for it. It goes out of bounds off of Clint Skills. And it belongs to Northwest. Matt Wallace into the game. Haley to the sideline. Northwest down 28-25. Wallace inbound baseline right. Long inbound goes to Sullivan right side. Now to Williams into the right corner. Brings it out to Sullivan between the circles. Right side for Williams into the right corner. Wallace. Wallace dribbles to the right wing. Sets up. He'll take the three. It rims out in the rebound. Clint Scales for Missouri Western. 28-25. Missouri Western in front of Northwest. 1:37 left in the half. Mills off the left side for Toluca Mufumapembe. On the left for Mills. He's handling the point duties, guarded by Wallace. 19 on the shot clock, 1:24 left in the half. Mills to the top of the key, to the free throw line. Now tries to hook the pass left side and get it to Fulton. It goes out of bounds right to the Bearcats sideline.
You know, Cats doing a little better job offensively against this zone defense for Missouri Western. If you remember back to the first game, it's really the first time Northwest had seen zone and caused them a lot of problems. Then we started to see it a lot more often. Cats have gotten better against that zone as the season's gone on and doing a little better job against it here tonight, although they could use a few more outside shots going down.
Now Freeman Flowers into the game for Missouri Western in place of Clint Scales. At the top of the key, it goes to Sullivan. He'll take another three, this time a little hard. And the right-handed rebound pulled away by Flowers as he gets the outlet. A timeout called by Missouri Western head coach Tom Smith. 28-25, Missouri Western in front of Northwest. They led throughout much of this first half. Although Northwest has had a lead on a couple occasions, their last lead being a 5-4 lead back at the 18:40 mark in the first half.
Yeah, and you know, just all you got to do is keep it close. I mean, Missouri Western is playing a lot like they did in the game against Northwest the first time around. And, you know, if you're the Cats, you're at home, you played a lot of close games this year, you keep this one close, and you really think that that would mean an advantage for Northwest. So just stay close in this ball game. Remember, they were down by 7 after a half-court shot at halftime to Missouri, or to Washburn Saturday. Came back to get a win there by 2. So this one a closer game now than what we were seeing this close to halftime against Washburn, which I really think is a much better basketball team.
28-25, Griffins in front of Northwest. They'll inbound. 55 seconds left in at the first half. Reed Mills will take it across the timeline. Met by Sullivan. Northwest trying to come over and trap the ball. Cross-court right side pass for Fulton. Now to Mills left side. 21 on the shot clock. There's 40 on the game clock. On the right wing for Tolukamu from Mpembe. High post left side for Flowers. Flowers skips the pass into the right corner for Mills, who steps on the sideline as he brings down the pass, and it will belong to Northwest. There is a case of not knowing where you are on the floor as that pass came to, and a turnover will give it back to the Bearcats.
Yeah, there's just not as much room down there in the corners if you're going to try to take a three-pointer, and that's what he was doing, is trying to step into a three-point attempt. And I think maybe he felt like he was a little further, closer to the wing when he was actually down closer to the corner. So when he kicked that step back to step into the shot, stepped right on that sideline.
Northwest with the timeout with 30.9 seconds left in the half. Overall, Matt, both teams doing a pretty good job taking care of the basketball tonight. 6 turnovers apiece.
Yeah, and you know, I think what you're seeing, the reason it's so low scoring, is the teams are just really working the ball a lot. They're taking the shot clock down quite often, so just not as many shot opportunities for the two teams, keeping it a low scoring ball game.
28-25, Northwest Missouri State trails Missouri Western. Cats with the inbound. Wallace will take it across the timeline as he'll walk it across. Funk Williams, who has it on the right side. Sullivan and Starzl on the floor for the Cats. 19 seconds left in the half. Right side is Williams. Now back to Wallace as Northwest looks for the last shot. 10 seconds left. Wallace, right side, finds Sullivan. Baseline now in the blocks right side for Starzl off the shot. Won't go. The putback by Williams is too hard. And a return tip by Starzl is good as the buzzer sounds. And Northwest, we're going to the locker room at halftime, down by just one. Missouri Western in front of Northwest, 28-27, as the two teams go to the locker rooms for halftime. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
28-27, Missouri Western in front of Northwest at the half. While we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. All Northwest down by one at the half, along with Matt Gordon, John Coffey, and Matt. Pretty good overall first half for both of these teams.
Yeah, it really was. You know, and it's a kind of basketball game that you'd expect, a close game, a hard-fought game. I mean, these two teams are really getting after each other, and I would suspect the second half is going to be about the same way. It'll be interesting to see what adjustments the two teams make. So I think both teams are going to want to make some adjustments here at the half, and you know, it'll be interesting to see which way they go. The defense is right now dominating, and we'll see what they can do to maybe put some more points on the board in the second half.
Well, one of the things that keep Northwest in the game, the three-point shot.
Yeah, and, you know, I tell you, Alex Sullivan, again, shooting well. When we saw he went in that little bit of a slump, he was just thinking about it too much. He was maybe even talking himself out of some shots, even passing up on some attempts that you would expect him to take. Now he's just catching the ball and shooting, stepping into the shot. He's not thinking about it. We've seen that three or four times tonight where he just catch and shoot. There was one time where he thought about it and passed on the shot, and that's something that we haven't seen as much of the last couple of games. When he catches and shoots, he hits.
And Northwest trailing by one at halftime, 28-27 as they trail Missouri Western. Earlier tonight, the Northwest women defeated Missouri Western 69-58, and when we come back, Missouri Western head coach Mark Kellogg will join Matt and talk about that win. That's coming up in 90 seconds. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Vaquero Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 28-27, the Missouri Western men with a lead at halftime over Northwest Missouri State. Earlier tonight, the Northwest women with a 69-58 win over Missouri Western. Joining us now is Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. And coach, you mentioned before the ball game that you really expected some pressure down on the block, the double teams against Annie and Maggie. You saw that. But really, the defensive pressure all over the floor was there from Missouri Western. And your team had some turnovers, but I really thought they handled that well for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, we kept plugging away. What I liked the most is we just stayed on the attack. I mean, there were some turnovers and there were some bad plays, but we just continually attacked. And obviously, when you look at a stat sheet, turnover 29 times to their 19, so you're minus 10 on the possessions there. They get six more offensive rebounds than we do, so you're minus 16 on possessions. They took 21 more shots. Usually don't win those games, but obviously we just got to the free throw line and just shot it tremendously well. So a credit to our kids. They stayed at least with the game plan enough, and I really liked the way we defended. We battled really well defensively tonight.
Everybody that went to the line shot well. You ended up as a team 28-32 at the free throw line, and you know, the bulk of those taken by Matthews and Monique Stevens, but it seemed like anybody that stepped up just had the confidence to knock them down tonight.
Yeah, well, it's contagious. Shooting is always contagious, whether it's free throw line from the three. You know, that hoop just starts looking a little bit bigger and bigger when you see your teammates making it. So, yeah, I mean, we're a good shooting team. You know, it's been up and down a little bit from time to time this year, but we feel like if we can get really good shots, which obviously free throws are, great three-pointers, obviously get our posts in the right positions, we can score the basketball. It was off and on tonight a little bit, but liked us defensively enough to be able to make some of those big runs we did.
Now, did you see a change in the second half of Missouri Western? Obviously, they picked up a ton of fouls in the first half. Maybe weren't quite as aggressive most of the second half as they were in the first half?
Yeah, no, I mean, they had to. They're all getting in foul trouble. But we were in a little foul trouble, too, so the rotations, and I'm sure Coach Edmondson would say the same thing, were just so messed up. I mean, we're kids playing all the time, not playing any, playing a couple minutes and then coming out because they got another foul or foul trouble. He had the same issues in the first half. I was worried, actually, at halftime. I thought, man, we had opportunities to be up much more than four. They probably thought, he said Howard and a bunch of those kids, and we had a fairly, an 11-point lead or whatever it was and only went up four. So that was my biggest concern. They come out great in the second half, and I'm like, uh-oh, here we go again, maybe. And finally, they went up, I think, about 7 minutes, if I'm not mistaken, without a point, and that allowed us to go from maybe tied or down two to up 15 or something.
How important was the bench tonight? You only had a few players come off the bench. They had a ton come off the bench, but you were able to outscore them 18-6 with bench. Was that a big part of this game?
Yeah, no doubt. And, I mean, they played a lot of kids, too, and so when we only play three and he plays, eight, I think, is what it was. It was big. So Meredy gave us some good minutes. Alexis Bay was really good again. She's had a couple back-to-back games where she was really good, especially in that first half when Maggie wasn't quite with it yet. Thayer, played hard, did a good job. That pressure bothers her a little bit. So we'll get her going again, too. She's just the one we got to get going a little bit. But Annie was really good other than the turnovers. Nelly, I thought, played under control. Timber was in foul trouble that showed up in the second half, hit a big three, I remember, and some big plays, a big layup to get us going. So, yeah, proud of the team. That's a good win.
You mentioned Annie, and even though she had the turnover, she never let that really get to her. She continued to be aggressive with the basketball despite pretty much every time seeing a double team inside.
Yeah, they came quick, too, and the double's big. I mean, if it's Annie, that means Howard's coming at 6'3 in length, and it was just really hard for her to get that pass around her. And so, yeah, I mean, they may do that again if we play them again, and we got to be a little bit better from that. I felt like we got some layups. We got some open threes. If we didn't turn it over, it was one or the other. But we needed to be able to run our offense through the post players. If they're going to do that, we need to make them pay for doubling the post, and it wasn't probably good enough tonight.
No game on Saturday. You're back in action next week, but is this a good time to have a bye for your team? Or, what? I know you have no control over it, obviously, but is it a decent time for a bye?
Yeah, actually, I think it probably is. I mean, we played really hard tonight, and some kids played a lot of minutes, and just without depth, we just need breaks, and so now maybe this, it'll be some momentum. That's what we've been looking for, was the win, so now you get a week to, kind of enjoy it from certain circumstances. But, Kearney plays at Western Saturday, so we may even go down there and watch them a little bit. And I think this guaranteed us a playoff spot, if I'm not mistaken now. Kearney lost again tonight, so I think we should probably have solidified that one. So that feels pretty good, too. And now it's kind of a battle to see if we can get into that eighth spot.
All right, Coach, well, good win tonight, and have a good week. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll do it. Thanks, Matt.
That's Mark Kellogg, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Women. Their win tonight, 69-58 over Missouri Western. At the half of the men's matchup, it's 28-27, Western with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We'll come back and look at some of the numbers from the first half after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.com. .edu. The NSIC MIAA crossover softball schedule has been changed to Friday and Saturday games due to winter weather in the Midwest. Northwest Missouri State softball team will open action Friday with the doubleheader starting with Sioux Falls at 3 p.m. and closing the day against St. Cloud State at 5 p.m. Saturday we will see the Bearcats play a tripleheader starting at noon against Minnesota State, followed by a 2 p.m. matchup with Upper Iowa. Northwest closes the tournament at 6 p.m. against Concordia St. Paul.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest trailing Missouri Western 28-27 at the half. And in this first half, there were three lead changes and one tie in the game. Northwest had a brief lead way back at the 18:40 mark in the first half when they were up 5-4. Other than that, they've been behind in the entire half. But the largest lead Missouri Western had in the entire half was at 6, and that was a 3:46 left in the first half. So it's been a close one throughout and a one-point game here at halftime. For the Bearcats, looking at some of the totals out of the first half, Northwest shooting 9 of 26 from the field, 34.6%, 5 of 15 from three-point range. Essentially, Alex Sullivan with the three-pointers. He's 5 of 9 on his own. The only player for the Bearcats to hit a three out of the first half. And at the free-throw line, Northwest 4 of 4. Missouri Western shooting 54% from the field, 13 of 24. They're just 1 of 6 from three-point range and 1 of 2 at the free-throw line. Rebounding totals pretty close. 15 rebounds for Northwest, 14 for Missouri Western, and the turnovers, 6 turnovers apiece. Missouri Western, though, scoring 18 points in the paint compared to Northwest with 4. And Missouri Western, 7 points off the turnovers. Northwest just 2 points off of turnovers. And the Missouri Western bench outscoring Northwest bench 10-2 out of the first half. But Northwest only down by 1 at halftime, 28-27. We'll be back. Get ready for the second half right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
20 minutes to go. Northwest down by 1, 28-27. Missouri Western out with some halftime shots to warm up for the second half. And the Northwest men coming out onto the floor now after hearing some words at halftime from their head coach, Ben McCollum. Morning, Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. And, Matt, we've got a special guest up here in the booth with us this evening, Brady Archer from Maryville Middle School, doing a little job chattering here. It's good to have Brady up here with us.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's a little bit different view up here, but hopefully he's having a good time. I know he's not learning too much because we can't teach too much, so hopefully he's at least enjoying it.
I do think he said something along the lines. He's kind of hoping for maybe a snow day tomorrow.
Me too. You know, a drift big enough that I can't even get out of the garage. It'd be all right. But who knows? I was just reading somebody just mentioned or had posted on Twitter that the hype of the snowstorm is even bigger than the hype for the Super Bowl this year. So who knows what we might see. But yeah. So far, an enjoyable one.
All right, let's just talk about keys in the second half.
Well, I think for Northwest, just offensively, I don't think they've fully figured out that zone. I think they just need to figure out how to get some more points on the board. They've hit some outside shots, but still points inside have come tough. And I think if they can get the ball in the paint, I don't mean necessarily just down on the block, but anything in the paint, you know, maybe some mid-range jumpers, knock those down, it really could loosen up that zone defense a little bit. So, and, you know, as long as they were in the halftime locker room, I'm sure some of those adjustments were made, and we'll see what they do here in the second half.
28-27, Northwest Missouri State trailing Missouri Western. And for Missouri Western, they're coming out onto the floor. That was Merkalovic back out into the floor. He started the ball game, saw some early time, but not a lot as the half went along. Also on the floor is Cedric Clintscales, Reed Mills, Alex Toluca, Mufama Pembe, and Dylan France for Missouri Western. And for Northwest, it's Funk, Williams, Sullivan, Starzl, and Haley, the original starting five for both of these teams. And Northwest in the second half going from our right to our left. Funk out between the circles with the dribble to the right wing. Out to the top, the key, Williams. Looks at the 3-2 zone. Off the right side for Sullivan. Dribbles out front. Pass on the left side, knocked loose by Mills. Sullivan tries to come up after it, knocks away from Mills. It goes out of bounds to the Bearcat bench, and Missouri Western will have it.
Another thing that's a little bit different about that zone is it is a 3-2 zone. You don't see too often that middleman come up more toward the free throw line like you're seeing Missouri Western using.
Northwest has faced a lot of 2-3 zones this season. Merkalovic out between the circles, looks on the right side for Mills. Out to the top to keep for France. Dribbles left. Into the left corner, now left for Merkalovic. Bounce pass in the lane, knocked loose by Starzl, picked up by Sullivan, and here comes Northwest. On the break, left side for Williams. Into the left corner for Haley. Now to Williams to the top of the key, right side for Funk, lobs it over the zone, left side for Haley. Low left side for Starzl, kicks it back to Haley, left wing, open, takes the three, and it's too hard. Rebound tipped out by Starzl to Williams, Northwest to set up the offense again. On the right side for Sullivan, skips it across to the left side for Haley, three from the far left corner, good. D'Angelo Haley with the three, his first of the game, and that gives Northwest a two-point lead, 30-28. And Missouri Western head coach Tom Smith calls the timeout. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
30-28, Northwest in front of Missouri Western as they take the lead early in this second half on a three-pointer by D'Angelo Haley. And for Haley, that's his first three of the game. He was 0-5 actually on threes before taking that one. And 2-10 overall. Be nice to get D'Angelo on track here in the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Coach Smith recognizing that he doesn't want any momentum going Northwest way early on here, calling that quick timeout.
Mills with it off the right side. Cross court left from Merkelovic. He looks into the lane for Clint Scales. Pushes it out front left for Merkelovic again. And the left corner for Toluca move from Mpembe. Out between the circle right side, Mills into the right corner for France. Now to Mills, trying to direct traffic, drives on Sullivan, pulls up inside the arc, takes the jumper from 18, and a foul. Sullivan will get the foul. That will be Alex's first. Got just a little bit of the elbow of Mills as he went up with the shot. Reed Mills, 5'11", sophomore from Des Moines, Iowa. 4-1 at the free throw line this evening. And he'll have two coming his way. Trying to tie this game up. Petites behind that bucket, trying to distract Mills as his free throw is good.
Yeah, along with the big Bryson Williams and Dylan Starzl heads back there.
Somewhat disturbing when you look at those pop up from down.
Those things are huge.
Mills with his second free throw on the way, and it rims around and in. And it's a 30-30 game, Northwest and Missouri Western. Cats from our right to our left in their home white uniforms with the green trim. Out to the top of the key goes Williams, right side for Funk. Now to Williams at the top of the key, goes low right side for Starzl. Kicks it in the left corner for Haley. Haley with a quick pass left side for Williams. They swing it right side, Sullivan into the right corner, Funk. 15 on the shot clock. Sullivan out between the circles, the 25-footer. Good! Another long bomb by Alex Sullivan. Alex with 19 points, Cats up by three. And for Northwest, their largest lead of the game. Between the circles, Mills trying to dribble left side, down the line to the baseline, into the right corner for France. Low right side for Klinskills, trying to post up. Into lane he goes, over Starzl, shot is good. Cedric Klinskills muscles up on that one, goes into double figures with 10, and it's a one-point game. Northwest in front, 33-32.
He's a very strong inside player.
Williams walks across the timeline, looks left side for Haley. Now to Williams between the circles, right side for Sullivan. Between the circles, Funk, left side, Haley. Now to Funk to the free throw line, through the lane, a little runner on the way off the glass. Won't go. Haley, sky side, clears the board off the glass and good. When a pie got the rebound, I think he wanted to initially try to knock it down at that point, but came down, little ball fake up with it, and knocks it in. And Haley. Now with 9 points, Northwest in front, 35-32. France off the right wing. High post left for Klinskills. One dribble. Finds Mills cutting by. Drives to the left baseline. Throws right side for Merkelovic. Now cutting through the lane right is Klinskills. And a whistle and a foul as he took in the post off the right side. Bill Lindy, the official, to make the call. And Bryson Williams picks up the foul. That's his second team foul on the Bearcats in the second half. 16:47 left of the game. Northwest in front, 35-32. Quick inbound right side to look and move from Mpembe with a three-pointer. Rebound tipped by Merkelovic and is pulled down by Northwest. as Williams will clear the rebound and take it across the timeline to the top of the key. Williams just dribbles out between the circles. Looks right side for Haley on the wing. Now to Funk out front. Left side for Sullivan. Funk, right side for Haley. Into the right corner, Williams. One dribble to Sullivan. Thought about it. Instead goes left side for Funk. Now back to Sullivan. Another long three out front off the front of the rim. The rebound chased in the corner. Knocked loose. Sullivan saves it and it's picked up by Esparza. And it's picked up by Williams now near the timeline. Quick pass right side. Sullivan on the wing. The three is good. Wow. 22 points for Alex Sullivan. Northwest in front, 38-32 as the Bearcat fans come to their feet. On the left side, Reed Mills. Looks right side, Merkelovic. Now to Mills near the timeline. Dribbling right side in front of the scorer's table. Trying to work a screen by Merkelovic and takes over to the right side. Merkelovic pulls up on the wing up right, knocks down the three, his first puck of the game. 38-35, Northwest Missouri State. As they lead Missouri Western, Cats are down by one at halftime. On the left wing, Sullivan. Between the circles, Funk. Now to Sullivan, left side. Left corner for Williams. Drives the baseline. Kicks it back left side, Sullivan. Dribbles inside the arc. High post left for Haley. Haley backs out with the dribble and goes between the circles. Shot clock at 12. Williams on the left wing to the free throw line. Jump stop. Finds Funk in the right corner. Skips it over the zone left side for Sullivan. Tries to drive to the baseline. Cut off by Merkelovic. Three on the shot clock. A three by Haley won't go. And the rebound Mills for Missouri Western. Now left for Toluca. Move from the Penn Bay to the left wing. Guarded by Williams. Between the circles, Mills. Right side for Klinskills. Down the lane right. Drives on Starzl. Lost the handle on the ball. And the save really goes off of Starzl out of bounds. And it belongs to Missouri Western. So breaking the action, 14-47. Left in the game, Northwest 38, Missouri Western 35. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
The Northwest Missouri State University Wind Symphony and Symphonic Band will perform a joint concert at 8 p.m. Thursday, February 21st in the Ron Houston Center for the Performing Arts. The concert is free and open to the public. It will feature works by Richard Wagner, John Philip Sousa, Ralph Vaughan Williams, and other works by contemporary composers. John Bell conducts the Wind Symphony and shares conducting responsibilities of the Northwest Symphonic Band with Dr. Kendall Prinz.
38-35, Northwest in front of Missouri Western. Bearcat fans continuing to make noise, including the Teaks, behind the basket to our right at the north side of Bearcat Arena. As they've been having some fun since the very start of the women's game this evening.
Hey, that's all right, because I've been having fun watching them, so I guess it's only fair.
Griffin's inbound, baseline right as Darius Fulton will inbound. Gets the inbound to Klinskills, cutting on the left side. Spins, misses the shot. Fulton trying to fight for the rebound. It's knocked loose, picked up by Wallace for Northwest. Cats on the fast break, 2-on-1. Sullivan lobs it to Haley, couldn't hold on to it right side. Chased down by Mills for Missouri Western. Northwest maybe getting a little too fancy off that fast break. Cats in front, 38-35. 14-27 left in the game. Mills out front. High post right for Klinskills at the elbow. Hands off to Toluca move from Mpembe. On the right side for Merkelovic. Left side on the wing, Mills. Now between the circles for Fulton. Dribbles in front of the scorer's table. Guarded by Funk. High post right for Merkelovic. Turns, faces the bucket. Dribbles to the right baseline. In the lane. Little push shot up over Wallace. One going to reach over foul coming up on Merkelovic. Or should be anyway. Let's see. And it will go on Merkelovic. That'll be his third foul. First team foul. Now a technical foul's been called. McKelvin not very happy about the call, and Coach Tom Smith not real happy with McKelvin.
Yeah, the official that made the foul call was well away from Merkelovic, and he was yelling at that official right in front of another official, and the official he was in front of said, nope, that's enough of that.
So Smith immediately sent Mikhailovic to the bench and brings in Freeman Flowers into the game. Alex Sullivan down at the Bearcat side of the floor will be shooting the technicals. 38-35, Northwest Missouri State in front. Sullivan, an 88% shooter this season at the free throw line. Eyes the bucket. Free throw good.
And he's a guy who's about a foot behind the free throw line. Most guys just toe right up to that line, but he's about a foot back.
Second free throw. Rims around and out. Misses out. He's one of two at the free throw line. 22 points so far. 7 or 12 from the field, and all of his attempts have been beyond the arc. Now Northwest will have the ball, and they'll take it from our right to our left, leading 39-35. Wallace for Northwest across the timeline. Again, Missouri Western in a 3-2 zone. Looks left side, finds Haley. Now front right for Wallace. One dribble to Funk on the left. Left point for Haley. Goes a little left side for Kozad, who checked in during the stoppage of play. Now front left for Funk. Left wing Haley. Haley drives to the left baseline and runner on the way off the glass. No. Kozad fights for the board, tries to go up with it, and a foul. And this one to go on Missouri Western. That's on Alex Toluca Mufa-Mapembe. That's his second, third team foul on the Griffins. And Kozad goes to the free throw line. Grant, a 74% shooter this season at the line. 2 points back in the first half. Free throw is good. Kozad, a 6'8 sophomore out of Kearney, Missouri. Had a career high of 19 points against Northeastern State, and that comeback against the River Hawks here at Bearcat Arena. His second free throw, nothing to net. 41-35, Northwest in front, 13-33 left in the game. Reed Mills into the front court, being chased by Sullivan. Dribbles off the left, near the left side, gets a screen by Clint Scales. Right side pass is stolen, picked up by Wallace. Wallace on the break to the bucket, lays it up, and misses the layup. Rebound to Haley, lays it up and in. Haley in double figures with 11. Northwest following the play. Wallace's free throw hung on the back of the rim and then out. Wallace was cutting through the lane and was able to get the rebound and put it in. 43-35, Northwest. High post right, Clint Scales at the elbow. Hands off to Toluca Mufa-Mapembe. Drives, dishes in the lane, and the slam dunk attempt by Clint Scales. This is a long rebound picked up by Funk for Northwest. Through the lane to the bucket, bumped as he goes up with a shot and a foul on Missouri Western.
Not good to miss a dunk that bad right in front of a big section of teeps.
I've got a feeling you'll hear about that.
Yeah.
Flowers picks up the foul and sends Tyler Funk to the free throw line. Tyler, 54% shooter this season. His free throw rims out. 43-35, Northwest in front. Funk, a 6'3 junior, also from Kearney, Missouri. Coach Ben McCollum has recruited Kearney, Missouri very well, and they've all contributed for Northwest. Funk hits the second free throw. And a 44-35 Northwest lead. Punt goes to the sideline. And Starzo back into the ball game. Starzo from Kearney as well. Bryson Williams in and Haley to the bench. 44-35 Northwest in front of Missouri Western. Reed Mills handling the point. Will be picked up by Sullivan as he goes into the front court off the right side. Finds Fulton. Fulton dribbles to the top of the key. Off the left wing, into the left corner for Toluca Mufa-Mapembe. Right side for Mills. Shot clock's at 17 and a timeout, Missouri Western. Missouri Western coach Tom Smith wants to talk things over. The Cats in front, 44-35. 12:30 left in the game. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600. Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena. 44-35, Northwest Missouri State in front of Missouri Western. The Teaks have now come out on the floor with the cheerleaders doing a dance routine of sorts, if you can call it a routine.
And Bobby is just stripped down to his skivvies.
That's not a good sight either.
No.
Huh? 44-35, Northwest in front of Missouri Western with the inbound to Lookham of Finvey. Goes out front left side and finds Mills. In Northwest in front, 44-35. Hooks the pass back to left side for Flowers. A three on the wing, rims around it out, and Wallace with the rebound for the Cats. He'll push it down the floor, long pass to Sullivan on the right wing. Now to Wallace out front. To the free throw line, Cozette turns, looks at the bucket, now kicks it back out to Wallace. Wallace into the right corner for Sullivan. Low post right side for Starzl. Up with a shot off the glass. Won't go, but a foul. And this will get Dillon to the free throw line. Foul on Missouri Western. Chris Gales picks up the foul. That's his second. 15th foul on the Griffins. And Dillon Starzl going to the free throw line. Dillon 2 of 2 from there tonight. 4 points total. And his free throw too hard. Dillon right now the second leading scorer for the Bearcats coming into tonight's action. Second free throw is good. 10-point Bearcat lead with 11:57 left in the game. Into the front court off the right side is Fulton. Now to Mills. Mills out near the scorer's table. This high post left for Clint Scales. Has the elbow off the left side. This holds the ball. Brings it out to the top of the key for Flowers. Flowers on the left to the dribble to the wing. Bounce pass. Low left for Clint Scales. Up for the shot. Off the glass. Rims around and in. Clint Scales. Very strong inside. Got that one to fall. Northwest Missouri State up by 8. Off the left side is Williams. Right side for Sullivan. Now to Wallace. Wallace at the free throw line. Finds Williams into the left corner. With the dribble, brings it out front for Wallace. Quick touch pass in the lane for Cozad. Drives the lane off the left side. Ball knocked loose. Comes down with it. Tries to go up with it one more time. Ball on his baseline. Saved inbounds by Freeman. Or rather by Flowers. And is picked up by Missouri Western. On the fast break. Left side to Lukumufu Mpembe. Got a Mills near the timeline. Looks left for it to Lukumufu Mpembe once again. Left side for Flowers. Look at move from Mpembe, dribbles to the right wing, brings it to Flowers, steps inside the arc, goes left side with the pass for Fulton, a three from the left side, rattles out, rebound to the baseline underneath, out of bounds, off of Flowers, and long to Northwest.
Well, Missouri Western hasn't been very successful outside. They're 2 of 10 from three-point range tonight. They've hit one in each half, and to look at Northwest, 7 out of Alex Sullivan, and 8 as a team tonight. So Bearcats definitely with a big advantage on the perimeter.
Missouri Western on the season has struggled from a three-point range as well. They're 14th in the conference in three-point percentage. 45-37, Northwest in front of Missouri Western. Buck with it out front. Goes right side for Wallace. Bounce pass right for Sullivan. Low right side for Starzl. Kicks it back to Sullivan. The long three off the right wing. Nothing but net.
That's a new career high. 8 threes for Alex Sullivan.
And 25 points, Northwest in front, 48-37. Off the right side, Prince. Skips it across left side for Flowers, brings it down. Now back right side, pass knocked loose by Wallace, goes out of bounds, and belongs to Missouri Western. 48-37, Northwest in front of Missouri Western. Dylan France will inbound. Gets the inbound to Fulton. Swings it left side, and Balky bobbles it, chases it out front. Back to Fulton on the right side. Fulton dribbles between the circles. Looks right side on the wing for Flowers. He'll post right and a whistle and a foul. Coming up, Starzl trying to post up inside on defense with good skills. We'll get called for the foul. And we've got a break in the action as well. 9:53 left in the game. Northwest 48, Missouri Western 37. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassandLock.com.
48-37, Northwest in front of Missouri Western, 9:53 left in the game. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Missouri Western inbound following the timeout into the right corner. A three put up by Darius Fulton knocks it down. His second three of the game and first points of the second half. In Northwest in front by 8, 48-40. Into the front court, Wallace for the Cats. Looks and finds top of the key Funk. Back to Wallace on the right side with the dribble through the lane. Left side Sullivan. Brings it out front left side for Wallace. They swing it around the perimeter of that zone to Williams on the right wing. One dribble out front left for Wallace. Wallace pulls up, goes into the right corner. Williams open, takes the three, rims around and out. And the lane Funk in the middle of Griffin's clears the rebound out front left side for Wallace. Good hustle by Funk. Right side Williams. Now to Wallace on the left. At the 3-2 zone. Right side for Williams. Right, drives the right baseline. Dribbles off the foot out of bounds. And a block to Missouri Western. 8-point Bearcat lead, 48-40. Northwest is led by as much as 11 in this second half. Missouri Western's largest lead has been 6 in the game. On the right side is Flowers. High post left for Clint Scales. Now to Fulton. Left wing 3. Off the back of the rim. Rebound Starzl. Outlet goes to Funk. And Tyler pushes it down the floor to the bucket. Underneath the bucket. Kicks it left side for Williams, who now drives the lane. Shot blocked and a foul. As Clint Scales got the block of the shot, foul, I believe, will be coming on... Williams gets called for the foul on the drive to the bucket. That'll be his third foul while going to Missouri Western.
And Clint Scales is hurt. He's heading toward the sideline. He got hurt on the offensive end on their last possession. That'd be a big loss for Western. He's been pretty strong for them tonight.
Yes, he has. Alex Toluca Mufumapembe comes into the game.
By the way, that 8 3-pointer earlier by Alex Sullivan tied the school record for most in a game.
Well, we've got a ways to go yet. 8.5 minutes left. He could break it. Out between the circles, France looks right side high post for Flowers. Flowers at the top of the key. Hands off to Fulton on the right wing. Out between the circles for ball cue. Swing at the left side. To look a move from the pin bay. On the left wing. On the left side goes Fulton. Trying to go into the lane, pass too hard, trying to get it to Flowers inside, and off of Flowers out of bounds. 48-40. Northwest Missouri State in front. Into the front court, Wallace. Left side, Funk. Out to the top of the key is Wallace. Back left side is Haley. Now to Wallace, down the lane. Brings it out top of the key. Haley, left wing for Funk. Funk now down the lane to the bucket. Bumped and a foul as he tried to go up for the shot inside. Foul coming up on Missouri Western and now Freeman Flowers. That will be his second. This will get Funk back to the free throw line. Cats in front by 8. Funk trying to extend the lead and his free throw rims out. Tyler now one of three at the free throw line. 7:46 left in the game. Second free throw too hard. Rebound chased into the corner and it will belong to Northwest as ball cue tried to come up with the rebound and went off of his hands and bound toward the left corner. And to look a move from Mpembe couldn't save it in time. It'll belong to Northwest in the far left corner to inbound. Wallace with the inbound left side for Haley. Dribbles left side on France. Goes up for the runner on the left, won't go, and the rebound to Missouri Western. As Adarius Fulton will toss it into the front court left side, into left corner for France. Out front for Fulton, right side to ball cube, between the circles Fulton. Gimbel's left, Northwest a man-to-man all night long. Bonkue out front with the ball fake. Drives the lane to the bucket. Knocked loose from behind by Haley. Out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest. Quick hands by Haley. Missouri Western inbound. Baseline left. And it goes to Flowers. Back to Fulton in the left corner. Flowers trying to post up on Starzl. Loves to pass out front right for Fulton. Now to France. Drives the baseline. The runner off the right side from five. Won't go. Fight for the board. Loose on the baseline. Out of bounds. And it belongs to Northwest. Off of Toluca move from the pin bay. ...48-40. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. We've been stuck at 48-40 for a while now. And in the front court, Wallace. Fires the dribble, goes to Funk between the circles, right side Wallace. Lobs the pass into the right corner. Sullivan with the three, too hard. Rebound chased out front by Haley. Northwest sets up the offense again. Right now, Northwest just out and hustling Missouri Western to some rebounds at the top of the key. Wallace. Pass, left side for Funk. Into left corner, Haley. Rather, that is Sullivan. Sullivan drives, trying to find Wallace, cutting to the bucket. Misses him, and it goes into the backcourt where Funk tries to save it, but it goes in the backcourt where it's over and back, and Missouri Western will have it. Northwest wants a timeout with 6:28 left in the game. Northwest 48, Missouri Western 40. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
48-40, Northwest in front of Missouri Western, 6:28 left in the game. Northwest is down by one at halftime, 28-27, trailed by six in the first half, but they've led by as much as 11 here in the second half. That's out of the timeout with Wallace, Sullivan, Starzl, Haley, and Funk. And Missouri Western will have Darius Fulton to inbound. Flowers on the floor. Also, Klintskales both playing at a post spot now. And inbound, knocked loose by Sullivan as it goes out of bounds. They try to get the inbound to Reed Mills. And now Alex DeLuca, Mufumapembe, comes into the game and will take the place of Al Freeman Flowers. The inbound into the backcourt to Reed Mills. And midcourt off the right side. Dribbles between the circles. Left side finds Fulton. Cross court right side to Mills. The left-handed three over Sullivan. Nothing but net. He's got 6 points. First bucket of the second half. 48-43. Northwest Missouri State in front. But Missouri Western slowly coming back in this one. They're on a 6-0 run over the last 3:38. Northwest 0-3 during that time frame. Out top of the key is Sullivan. Right side is Wallace on the wing. Skip pass. Left side goes to Funk. Funk at the free throw line. Back to Wallace right wing. Now with one dribble, goes left side Sullivan. Now to Haley, left side in front of the Bearcat bench. The 3-2 hard. Funk tries to crash the board. It will go out of bounds and off of the shoulder of Cedric Klintskales as he is falling out of bounds. It will belong to Northwest.
Yeah, he had no idea that ball was coming, so that's just kind of bad luck for Klintskales, but that means good luck for Northwest.
Wallace with the inbound. High post left for Starzl. Back to Wallace left side. 5:35 left in the game. Northwest 48, Missouri Western 43. Into left corner, pass goes to Haley, but Starzl knocked to the floor by Klintskales. Away from the ball, and Klintskales will pick up the foul. Which actually, they're going to give this on Balkew instead. Balkew will pick up a foul, his first, 17th foul. So this will get Starzl to the free throw line. Dill again missed about 2.5 weeks with that knee injury suffered against Central Missouri down in Warrensburg. He's coming back in and playing well again tonight. Free throw, a little too hard, rims up, and the rebound to Missouri Western. 48-43, Northwest in front of Missouri Western. On the left side, Fulton. Between the circles, Mills. Looks free throw line right, and the jumper by Klintskales misses. Long rebound, left side for Fulton. Sets up inside the arc, takes the jumper, line drive home. Gilbert will get his board again off the long rebound. Thought about the three, instead goes left side, ball cue in the corner. Quick to pass, low post, left side for Clinskills as he spins, and a foul coming up. Trying to go up off the left side, and the foul will go on Northwest. And this will be Dylan Starzl's first foul. Fifth team foul on Northwest. 5:04 left in the game. Northwest in front, 48-43. Kozad into the game, and Starzl goes to the sideline. For the inbound, officials come together. There's ball cue, and Funk perhaps having a few words there, trying to position up for this inbound. And then all the way out front for Bonkey, between the circles for the Griffins. We'll give it to Reed Mills. Mills looks off the left side for Toluca Mufumbembe. High post right side for Clint Skills. Hands off to Mills. Now back to Clint Skills on the screen and roll, and he lays it up and in. 14 points for Clint Skills. It's now a three-point game. Northwest in front, 48-45. 8-0 run right now by Missouri Western. Northwest at one point was up by 11 in this half. On the right side, Haley, between the circles, Wallace. Cats could use a bucket. They haven't scored in over 5 minutes. Off the right side, Haley drives, and a whistle and a charge coming up on Haley. So Haley picks up his fourth foul, and that's the 16th foul. We've got a break in the action. 4:27 left in the game. Northwest 48, Missouri Western 45. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Athletics would like to recognize the Missouri National Guard for their support. Visit www.oguard.com for more information about the Guard. The Missouri National Guard, a proud partner of the Bearcats. Domino's Pizza is open for lunch and late night for your convenience, or you can order online at Domino's.com. Domino's, a proud sponsor of Bearcat Athletics.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State 48, Missouri Western at 45, 4:27 left in the game. Northwest hasn't scored in 5 minutes and 25 seconds as Missouri Western's on an 8-0 run. The fortunate thing right now, Matt, is Missouri Western, really, an 8-0 run over that time period isn't a lot of points.
No, you're right. And the one thing that you got to think if you're Northwest, still a lot of time on the clock, still plenty of time to get that stopped and get back on a run of their own. It's been a back-and-forth kind of game.
Yeah, it's in front, 48-45. Balky through the lane to the bucket, rims around and out. Rebound to Balky, up with it again, blocked in a foul. Wallace will get called for the foul, and Matt Wallace will pick up his second foul. Seventh team foul on Northwest. Both teams with seven team fouls. And Calvin Baucue will go to the free throw line. A 69% shooter this season. His first trip to the line this evening. Played his JUCO ball at Kansas City, Kansas Community College. Knee bend and the free throw on the way, nothing but hit. First points of the second half. It's a two-point game. Northwest 48, Missouri Western 46. Barkey with another free throw attempt. He takes his time. And the second one rims around and out. And Haley with the rebound for Northwest. We'll give it to Wallace, and Wallace to take it across the timeline. And looks at the 3-2 zone out of Missouri Western. Haley on the right wing, lobs it across court left side for Sullivan. Now to Funk to the right wing, Wallace. Baseline right for Haley. To the free throw line, Funk. Wallace on the right side. Now top of the key, left side for Funk. Shot clock's at 9 seconds left. 3:40 left in the game. Northwest holding on to a 2-point lead. Wallace right side, Sullivan. A long three off the right side. Takes a high bounce off the rim and won't go. Rebound Haley, and it goes out of bounds off of Baucue. It belonged to Northwest as Baucue reached in and knocked it out of Haley's hands. 3:32 left in Northwest with a fresh 35 on the shot clock and a two-point lead. Inbound into the right corner for Sullivan. Sullivan on the right side out of a double team and a timeout by Northwest. As Coach Ben McCollum wants a timeout. Northwest 48, Missouri Western 46. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Cats holding on to a two-point lead, 48-46 with 3:26 left in the game. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, a bucket this trip down would be huge for the Cats.
Yeah, absolutely. They really need it. You need to stop the bleeding here, get this run stopped by Missouri Western, and try to gain a little momentum with just a few minutes left.
Wallace takes the inbound, dribbles over toward the scores table off the left side. Now right side for Sullivan. Out front with a bounce pass, Wallace. High post left for Funk. Back to Wallace at the top of the key. 14 on the shot clock, out to the top for Funk, down the lane he goes, kicks it left side, Haley inside the arc with the jumper from 19, good! D'Angelo Haley with 13 points, and Northwest back by 4, 50-46. Just under 3 minutes left in the game. Off of the left side, Fulton, out front left for Mills, between the circles, trying to get a screen by Smith-Scales, goes back to Smith-Scales on the pick and roll, and a foul coming up. Smith-Scales a little bit off balance, he's underneath the bucket. And being helped up by Matt Wallace of the Bearcats.
Great job by Tyler Funk to get into position to take that offensive foul.
That's his third, and that's something we said a few times this year, isn't it? Great job by Funk.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not only that, he takes the charge. Now he goes and helps clean up the floor where Pleskels and Funk both fell to the floor underneath the Missouri Western bench. Kind of a handyman out there as well. Now we have a timeout by Missouri Western. 2:49 left. Northwest Missouri State 50. Missouri Western 46. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, McCarroll Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
2:49 left of the game. Northwest 50, Missouri Western 46. Bearcats were down by one at halftime. Took the lead early in the second half, and they've never trailed the rest of the way, building up an 11-point lead in this half. That was at the 10:29 mark. And Northwest now up by 4, 50-46. Out front, Funk dribbles right side on Missouri Western. Northwest from our right to our left in this second half. Wallace back to Funk on the right side with 19 on the shot clock. Now to Wallace. Goes low in the blocks left side. Finds Starzl, muscles up, puts it off the basket, and a foul. Dylan Starzl with 7 points. Strong spin to the bucket and drew the foul as Klinkscales picks up the foul, his fourth.
Klinkscales got a hold of Starzl's left arm, so Starzl just let the left hand off the basketball and was able to get the finish with the right hand.
Goes to the free throw line, a chance for a three-point trip down the floor, nothing but in. 53-46, Northwest in front, 2:24 left in the game. Off the right side is Calvin Baalke. Baalke out between the circles, gets it to Mills, dribbles left side. Pulls up inside the arc, a left-handed jumper from 18. No, and Haley with the rebound for Northwest. Haley's come up with some big rebounds tonight. That's his eighth of the game. 53-46, Northwest Missouri State in front. The end of the front court right side, Wallace. Dribbles between the circles. And looks at the 3-2 zone that Missouri Western stayed with the entire game. Between the circles, Funk back to Wallace. Northwest trying to run some clock. 14 seconds left on the shot clock. 1:49 left end of the game. Now to Wallace, spins, looks baseline right for Sullivan, a little runner off the front of the rim, tapped out, and a whistle and a foul coming up. And this looks to go on Northwest. And foul on Dylan Starzl. That'll be foul number two on Dylan. Eighth team foul. They're going to dive their end for a one-and-one opportunity. And this will send Cedric Klinskills to the free throw line. Only a 51% shooter this year from the line. 49 of 97. First trip there tonight. Northwest in front, 53-46. Free throw, good. Now 53-47 game, Northwest in front. Teeks continue to try to rattle the free throw shooters for Missouri Western. And the second free throw, no good. Must have worked as Klinskills misses the second. 53-47, Northwest Missouri State in front. Sullivan cross court left side, Haley in the front court. Now they go back right side for Sullivan. Long bounce pass, low right for Starzl. Starzl out of a double team, dribbles near the sideline and a timeout Northwest. We'll keep it here, 53-47. Northwest Missouri State in front of Missouri Western, 1:25 left in the game, and what's been a fun game.
Yeah, it really has. And, you know, that time Starzl tried to jump outside on the perimeter to get a little bit of space to try to get a pass off, but the double team stuck right with him. Western did a good job with that, forcing him to call that timeout. And it was just prior to that, Sullivan probably had a look that he would have taken earlier in the game from three-point range, but at this time it wouldn't have been a good shot that early in the shot clock. So Sullivan passing on that, as much as we'd all like to see him get that record, and hopefully he will. That time probably was not the time for him to take that attempt. So hopefully he gets another opportunity at it before this game's done.
Sullivan right now, 8 of 15 from three-point range, 25 points total. His career high scoring-wise has been 28 points. Northwest will inbound, and it comes right side for Wallace. Wallace dribbling between the circles, gives it to Funk with 1:20 left in the game. There's 13 on the shot clock. Wallace near the timeline with the dribble as Missouri Western still stays with their zone packed in a bit. Wallace goes baseline left, gets it to Starzl off with a shot. Long go, rebound tipped in the lane, and it's ripped away and controlled by Klinskills for Missouri Western. Now it goes to Ballcue. Ballcue to the free throw line, through the lane, knocked loose. Dives after it at the baseline, and is picked up by Northwest as Haley goes in and comes away with the ball. Now foul. And this will go on Missouri Western. Haley got his outlet while he's on his back on the floor to Wallace, and Wallace was fouled.
And great hustle by Haley to get down the floor after that basketball. Him and Ballcue were both going after it. Haley was able to beat him to it.
And then Klinskills comes over, diving after the ball, and picks up the foul, his fifth. And he goes slowly off the sideline.
He's trying to argue that that's only his fourth foul, but the scorebook doesn't lie.
Now Freeman Flowers into the game to take his place. Bryson Williams getting ready to check in, but he'll have to wait as Wallace goes to the free throw line. That's the 10th team foul on Missouri Western, so a two-shot opportunity for Matt Wallace at the line. And the first one off to the left. Wallace, a 63% shooter at the line, has been held scoreless tonight.
I can see him hit one to make this a three-possession ball game.
Williams in, Starzl to the sideline. 56.9 seconds left. Wallace sights, shoots, and hits. 54-47 Northwest. Bells into the front court. Picked up by Sullivan. Dribbles between the circles with 49 seconds left. There's 27 seconds on the shot clock. Ballcue on the left wing. Long three out front is good. Knocks down the big three out front. And it's a four-point game. Northwest in front, 54-50. 41 seconds left. Another game going right down to the wire. Funkworth in the backcourt to Williams, who's fouled. Alex DeLuca Mufumapembe with his third foul.
A good job by the Cats to keep the ball on the move and take a few more seconds off the clock before Western was able to commit that foul.
36.1 seconds left in the game. Northwest in front by 4:54:50. Bryson Williams going to the free throw line. 76% shooter this season. And he's been held scoreless tonight. Sight, shoots, and hits. 5-point Bearcat lead, 36.1 seconds left. One more free throw coming to the 6-foot senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette. Dribbles three times, spins the ball. Free throw is good. So Bryson has two big free throws, a 6-point Bearcat lead. 32 seconds left. Out front, left side, Mills. Between the circles, guarded by Funk, dribbles right side. Hooks the pass to Fulton. The long three, way out there. Takes a high bounce off the rim. And Haley with another strong rebound for the Cats near the elbow off the left side. And he is fouled. Toluca Mufumapembe with the foul with 20.3 seconds left. And D'Angelo Haley going to the free throw line. Haley now with 10 rebounds. He has done a great job on the boards.
The scores table going to need some clarification. The official signaled 32 and then 25. 32 is the one going to the line. 25 is who's the foul is called on. So they need to make sure the official just kind of doing all the jobs at once.
Had the right numbers, just not in the right order there. As we look at Mufumapembe with the foul, his fourth, and Haley at the free throw line. Now hit three in a row at the free throw line. 14 points total. He's got a double-double tonight. Second free throw rims out. 7-point Bearcat lead with 19 seconds left. Into the front court, left side, Mills. Mills out between the circles. Finds in the lane, Flowers. Ball fake up with a shot as the Cats let him go up with the easy bucket. And now 57-52 Northwest lead. And a quick foul as Haley takes the inbound and is fouled by Adarius Fulton. Number one on Fulton with 9 seconds left. Northwest in front, 57-52. So a close one tonight. Northwest, after building an 11-point lead in the second half, saw Missouri Western slowly get back. The Cats hitting some big buckets after that. Got to a 2-point game. Set with free throw by Haley is good. 15 points for Haley. 58-52. Northwest in front of Missouri Western. Second free throw good as well. Well, 59-52, Bearcat lead. Mills into the front court to the top of the key. Launches it with 3 seconds left, misses it. And Haley with the rebound. He'll just dribble out of traffic, and that will be it. Northwest Missouri State comes back to defeat Missouri Western tonight, 59-52. And it's a doubleheader sweep of the two games, with the Northwest women earlier defeating Missouri Western 69-58. And the Bearcat men with the win, 59-52. We'll be back and begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest's award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State with a 59-52 win over Missouri Western in the men's portion of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, good game all the way through. Northwest able to take an 11-point lead there in the second half and hold on to run by Missouri Western and come away with the victory.
Yeah, it was good to get out to that double-digit lead. I mean, you knew Western wasn't going to go down without a fight. So to have a little bit of a cushion like that, even with them coming back and getting as close as they did, they had to use a lot of energy to get close in the ball game. So they weren't able to regain the lead. Northwest able to hold them off and come up with a good win on a fun night here at Bearcat Arena.
Yeah, easily the best atmosphere of the season, maybe the best atmosphere here in a long time.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And hopefully we get to see more of this in the future. Maybe this is something that will snowball, no pun intended. But hopefully this is something that will snowball into the future.
That might not be a good reference with what's coming
yeah.
in. But for Northwest, they'll be off for a little while now. They'll be off until next Wednesday, a trip out to Kearney, Nebraska.
Yeah, and that's one good thing about a rivalry matchup. You leave it all on the floor, and they get a chance to recover from that a little bit. Just a couple of games left in the regular season. So Northwest with a trip and then a home game to close it out. So it'll be an important week next week in terms of positioning.
We're already a station break. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Again, 59-52, Northwest with the win over Missouri Western. And we'll be back. Have the extra effort award and more for you on our post game right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest President Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about the search for a new athletic director after Wren Baker announced his resignation.
We're very thankful to Wren, but at the same time, you need to keep moving forward, and we are. I met with the entire athletics department yesterday along with other individuals, and, you know, bottom line is the athletics department is very excited. They see that there's just such camaraderie in that department and a high expectation. And John, you and I know it's one thing to have high expectation on the court and on the field, but I'm talking about on and off the field and the courts, et cetera. Student athletes, the NCAA Division II experience, life in the balance. It's not just performance on the field and on the court. It's really performance in the classroom and the community. And that's where our athletics team really is at. So we're excited about that. We'll be posting the position here in the next week or so. We've had a lot of inquiries already. Competencies really, taking that internal operation, making sure it's as strong as it can be, focusing on academic success rate, what our students do off the field, so to speak, but also an external side for the AD and really getting into the community and the alumni base and thinking about resources and ramping up in the future. So pretty exciting process. We put a search committee together and we hope to move as quickly as we can.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, talking with John Coffey about the search for a new athletic director after Wren Baker announced his resignation. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State with the win 59-52 as they defeat Missouri Western. Time now for our Extra Effort Award. And, Matt, this is one of those games kind of tough to pick because so many different players had some big moments in the ball game. But you really have to look at Alex Sullivan, what he was able to do here.
Yeah,
tonight.
He tied a school record tonight with 8 3-pointers and ended up with 25 points in the ball game. He led all scorers, but it's not too often that you can set school marks or tie school records. Sullivan able to do that tonight, but one of the other guys you're mentioning, D'Angelo Haley, you got to give him kind of an honorable mention tonight. He had 16 points and 11 rebounds. A double-double is a heck of a performance, but again, the 8 threes tying a school record for Alex Sullivan takes the award tonight.
And when you talk about effort, I'm not so sure you don't put the Teaks in the middle of this tonight.
I think they got to get an honorable mention out of the deal, too, because they, for two basketball games, they put forth tremendous effort and made this a great atmosphere here tonight, made this a college basketball atmosphere like you would expect.
I was a little concerned that they might not have paced themselves too well because they were really at it from the very start of the women's game. But, boy, they kept it up both games.
Yeah, they're young. They were able to last all night. They sure did. They had the energy. The only time that they were a little bit quiet is when Western was going on that run in the second half. But that happens when you see your team that you're cheering for kind of struggling a bit. But when it came time to get back into it and help the Cats finish the game off, they were right back in it.
Looking at some of the totals again with a 59-52 win for Northwest over Missouri Western. Northwest ended up shooting 35% for the game from the field, 17 of 49. 9 of 26 on threes overall. Of those 9, again, Alex Sullivan with 8 of the three-pointers for the Cats tonight. And Northwest, 16 of 24 at the free throw line. Northwest had 3 players in double figures. Alex Sullivan with 25, 16 points for D'Angelo Haley, and 10 points for Dylan Starzl. Again, Haley, 16, had to go along with 11 rebounds tonight. For Missouri Western, only one player in double figures, Cedric Klinskels. He had 15 points to go along with 5 rebounds. Missouri Western, 45.7% from the field, 21 of 46. And the Griffins as a team, 5 of 16 from three-point range, 31%. Only got to the free throw line 8 times tonight, 5 of 8 at the free throw line for 63% from there. Both teams ended up with 11 turnovers for the game. And the Bearcats out-rebounded Missouri Western tonight, 38-25. That's another one of the key stats to this one.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that wasn't even close. Northwest doing a great job on the boards tonight.
And again, Northwest with the win, 59-52. We'll be back and have more for you on our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713. The post-game interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena in Northwest Missouri State with a 59-52 win over Missouri Western. Joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And, Coach, congratulations on a great win here this afternoon, actually this evening.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, boy, we were lucky to come away with that one. We played with energy defensively. I thought that second half, we took care of the basketball. We didn't make free throws, and we didn't get it inside, kind of our two game plans. But we played well enough to win, and that's all you can ask for. We did offensive rebound, though, which is huge.
Yeah, 14-4 on offensive boards, and now rebounding Missouri Western overall, 38-25.
Yeah, we're kind of getting back to that, where we actually crash and really get after the ball, and that's helped us a ton. That zone's so weird that you kind of have to play four guards. You have to spread it out, and you have to make them match up to you, because if you get in those gaps, they kind of gap you and get those steals. And so we spread it out, and it didn't really work other than to eliminate turnovers and give us some O-boards, which I thought it would do. I thought it would eliminate our turnovers, and I did thought it would give us O-boards. I also thought we'd be able to score a little bit more efficiently, and we weren't able to do that. But, you know, we'll keep working on it. I think we'll probably play zone next week, Wednesday, I think, at Kearney.
When you talk about eliminating some turnovers, Missouri Western committed or was able to pick up and force some turnovers early. But, again, as you say, you were able to adjust to that, and it really settled down, I thought, on the turnover side of things for the game.
Yeah, you know, early I thought that we were a little jumpy defensively. We got beat back door. We got beat on some transition things. You know, we were just really jumpy, weren't real focused, and kind of in the moment excited. And I thought once we calmed down and we started, you know, playing our defense, staying inside that three and just really guarding them, I thought that you know, we started getting stops, and then also our offense started clicking because of that.
It was nice, too, to see Alex Sullivan get back to shooting the ball like we saw him shoot early in the season.
Yeah, he shot great. He was wide open, and I'm shocked that D'Lo didn't make more. He was all off tonight, but he got some key O boards and D boards and played well as far as that goes, but he had some wide open looks, too, that he usually knocks down, and he will, and, you know, we just got to work in progress, keep going.
Yeah, I thought one of the things with Haley, you talk about the boards he got, but also going after some loose balls and things. He was all over the floor, it seemed like, tonight.
He was. You know, he got that big loose ball late in the game on the far end there, and he got some big O boards, some big D boards, and he played a good game other than the five back cuts in the first half and the eight missed wide-open shots that he always hits. But no, I was giving him grief afterwards, but he played good, hit his free throws, and you know, I thought defensively for the most part in the second half all of us played well.
And I thought a key there in the second half too, you were able to build up an 11-point lead in the half, then Missouri Western went on a slow run where I think it was like ended up being a 9-0 run over about 5-minute period there, but you were able to withstand that and then pick up a little momentum down the stretch.
Yeah, we couldn't get anything to go for a little bit. We couldn't get it inside. We kept attacking right at the post player. I'm baffled by that, where we drive right at the post player and we just expect them not to block our shot. It's just, I don't know. And so we need to improve that too. But we're going. And, you know, usually we like to play big anyway. You know, I'm going to play my three bigs generally. And tonight they only played, 13 minutes, Kyle and Grant combined. And they're going to play a lot more than that. You know, throughout the rest of the year.
Now, you've got a rare week off here. You won't be back in action until Wednesday out at Nebraska Kearney. How will you spend this week in practice?
We're getting better. You know, we just got to improve ourselves. We're going to have to win that conference tournament in order to make the regional, in my opinion. And so we need to improve every aspect of our game. And if we can do that, then we have a chance to win that conference tournament.
And one of the things that helps you is if you can get a first-round bye. So you've already clinched a spot into the tournament itself, but now playing for one of the top four spots in the conference.
Yeah, I think I don't even know where we're at. I lost track. The league's so screwy this year as far as who beats who, so I don't even pay attention. Yeah, I mean, we're probably right there, I'd assume, which is good. You know, we just got to keep grinding, keep fighting, and just keep improving.
Before I let you go, we got to talk a little bit about the atmosphere tonight. Just an excellent atmosphere for basketball. We talked Saturday after the Washburn game, how the Teaks really came out and supported you, and they took it up another level or two here tonight.
Yeah, you can't get much better. It makes it not only enjoyable for our kids, but everyone in the gym enjoys that kind of atmosphere. I mean, that is entertaining. I mean, people probably literally came just to see them. As a matter of fact, my wife texted me right before the game. She goes, excited about the game, really excited to see the Teaks do their dance or whatever. And I was like, well, you're not excited to see us play basketball, apparently. So, but, you know, it generates some excitement around the games, and it's just so much more fun for our kids. It's so, you know, it's a good camaraderie for Northwest Missouri State, and it's good for our students too.
I really thought what happened, it was contagious for everyone else in the gym, where they started making more noise too because of what they were doing.
Yeah, they're not afraid to come out of their shell, that's for sure. And then the other guys kind of came out and did a great job, and you know, it was fun. It was fun atmosphere. I hope we can keep that up.
And what about the next matchup with Nebraska Kearney? What are you expecting the second time around there?
Zone. They'll probably play us all zone, just like every team's doing now. And so
we'll have to go to the drawing board because we've got to be able to play big. You know, I've got to be able to play those bigs. But when teams go zone, it's so much easier to just go, you know, small and make a matchup to our guards.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, Northwest with the win, 59-52 over Missouri Western. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at nwmissouri.edu.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Want a few pointers? How about these three-pointers? Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio Network.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State with a sweep of the doubleheader tonight. The Northwest women defeating Missouri Western 69-58. Meanwhile, the Northwest men, the winners over Missouri Western 59-52. Matt, a couple good games tonight.
Yeah, good news is they get to sit on wins for a little bit. They get a week until their next ball game, and it's a lot easier to go through that week after a win, get a little bit of a breather, and try to get yourself set up for a couple of games in regular season, but might be good timing on this bye to get ready for trying to make a run in the postseason.
And in the women's game tonight, Northwest got to the free throw line an awful lot, I think 23 times in the first half, where they knocked down 20 in the first half and continued to hit free throws in the second half when they were given to them. And really, that was one of the big differences, I thought, in the matchup in that women's game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they had several turnovers because of the pressure defense that Missouri Western played tonight, and they had to make up for that somewhere, and they did that at the free throw line.
And for the Northwest men, coming back, they were down by 6 in the first half, down by 1 at halftime, had an 11-point lead in the second half, and they were able to hold on and pick up the win.
Yeah, and, you know, just everything tonight went well. We talked about the atmosphere many times. The games went well. The wins, obviously, and it's one of the better nights we've seen at Bearcat Arena in a while.
Up next, Nebraska Kearney, but it's a week from tonight out in Kearney, so a little long trip, but I'm glad it's next week and not this week.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be tough to have to come back from there this week, that's for sure.
All right, we'll have the broadcast next Wednesday from Kearney. The women's game will tip off at 5:30 and the men at 7:30. We'll be on the air at 5:10 with our pregame from Kearney, Nebraska, as the Bearcats face the Lopers out in Kearney, Nebraska. And the final scores from the matchups here this evening, it was the Northwest women with the win as they defeat Missouri Western 69-58. The Bearcat women improved to 12-12, 7-8 in the MIAA. Missouri Western's women fall to 13-10. And 6-9. And for the Northwest men, a 59-52 win over Missouri Western. Bearcat men improved to 17-8 and 10-6 in the conference. Missouri Western falls to 9-14 and 5-10 in MIAA play. Well, thanks to Matt Gorder and also engineering the Bearcat Radio Network tonight, James Fluker. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Arena.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, McCarroll Herzog, REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.